Welcome to This Week in Recycling, brought to you by ISRI. Today, we highlight all things ISRI 2024, including more than 6,000 registered attendees so far, a sold-out exhibition hall, sessions covering 7 industry-specific tracks, and of course, networking. We also bring you the weekly market report recap. I'm Jesse Sapala, and here's what's happening next week at ISRI 2024. We start off with Arnolfo Moreno and his ISRI 2024 preview of the various sessions to attend.
Are you ready for ISRI 2024? This year's convention is going to be like none other. With 7 tracks and over 30 educational sessions, there's going to be something for everyone. Tracks like Markets and Trade focus on all commodities and help you better understand the markets. The Environmental Health and Safety track focuses on concerns related to protecting the health and life of recycled materials facility employees, customers, visitors, contractors, drivers, and the surrounding community. Hot this year is the Electric Vehicles and Batteries track, which focuses on the expanding role of electric vehicles and battery recycling, including safety and proper handling, policy, regulation, legislation, and the outlook for the future. Sessions at ISRI 2024 run the gamut. Sessions like Family Businesses, Valuation, Financing, and Sale will discuss how the ever-changing recycled materials industry has created new challenges for the private business owner in making major strategic decisions. During the session, Building Relationships with Law Enforcement from the Perspective of Law Enforcement Leaders, 3 law enforcement leaders from across the U.S. and members of ISRI's Law Enforcement Advisory Council will discuss relationship building and the importance of developing these connections. ISRI 2024 will also have a packed exhibit hall with over 365 exhibits, showing the very best in equipment, services, and technology. The sessions, tracks, exhibitors, and over 6,000 industry professionals are going to make ISRI 2024 a winning combination.
Thanks, Arnolfo. Next, we turn to Vicky Morgan and her ISRI 2024 preview, including the after-hours networking receptions.
It's 4 days, 7 tracks, 40-plus sessions, 150-plus speakers, 365-plus exhibitors, and 6,000-plus registration count for ISRI 2024. It's the largest recycled materials industry event in the world, and it's heading back to fabulous Las Vegas next week. If you have not registered for ISRI 2024, there's still time. We want to see you there. ISRI 2024 returns to the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, bringing together over 6,000 industry professionals. For 4 days, the recycling community will gather together to sharpen skills, gain knowledge, build relationships, grow their businesses, and celebrate one another. ISRI 2024 offers networking opportunities and events at some of Vegas' hottest spots to groundbreaking and influential business leaders taking to the main stage. There will be fun activities, business opportunities, and learning experiences around every corner. There are 3 networking opportunities in particular that you don't want to miss, including the opening exhibit hall reception on Monday night. Our ISRI 2024 exhibit hall is completely sold out. It is a one-of-a-kind experience, and you don't want to miss it. Also, ISRI After Hours party at the Beer Park Las Vegas Tuesday night, and then our extremely exciting closing night reception at the Tao Beach Day Club Thursday night. Remember, your all-access pass to ISRI 2024 gets you into all these networking opportunities and more. It's not too late, so register today for ISRI 2024 at ISRI2024.org, and I'll see you there. Back to you, Jesse.
Thanks, Vicky. We kick it back over to Arnolfo in the weekly market report recap.
Welcome to the ISRI Weekly Market Report Recap. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that U.S. non-farm payrolls increased by 303,000 in March, well above the consensus forecast for an increase of around 200,000 jobs. Also reported, the headline unemployment rate dipped from 3.9% in February to 3.8% in March, also beating expectations. Manufacturing sector employment was reportedly unchanged in March, following a decrease of 10,000 jobs in February. The Institute for Supply Management reported that U.S. manufacturing PMI increased from 47.8 in February to 50.3 in March, indicating the manufacturing sector expanded in March after 16 months of contraction. The American Iron and Steel Institute reports U.S. steel mill shipments between January through February of this year were down 2.5% as compared to the corresponding period last year to 14.48 million net tons. According to Steel Market Update's new sister publication, Recycled Metals Update, quote, several large buyers in the north came into the scrap market on a sideways basis from prices paid in March, end quote. On the transportation front, we continue to closely monitor developments at the Port of Baltimore following the collapse of the Key Bridge. Of note, the Baltimore Export District was the seventh largest port for U.S. recycled material exports by quantity in 2023, at more than 1.3 million metric tons. By dollar value, recycled material exports from Baltimore were valued at more than $652 million in 2023, or around $1.8 million per day, the 12th largest U.S. port for recycled material exports by dollar value. The pulp and paper sector for the full year of 2023 was down when compared to 2022 for all products except tissue, according to the recently released North American Pulp and Paper Sector Update for Q4 of 2023 and full year 2023 from AFRI. Publication papers were down 35% in the fourth quarter of 2023 when compared to a year ago, the largest decrease of any paper product. The decrease is partly because of continued inventory destocking and the high cost of marketing by mail. For a deeper dive on these and other topics, check out the full ISRI Weekly Market Report.
Thanks, Arnolfo. We end this episode with the recycling stat of the week. With over 6,000 registered attendees, a sold-out exhibit hall, sessions covering seven industry-specific tracks, and networking opportunities galore, ISRI 2024 has something for everyone in the recycled materials industry. That's it for this week. I've been Jesse Sapala, and we'll see you next week at ISRI 2024. Have a good weekend.